And now on to Capitol Hill. In the Senate, where Vice President Cheney serves constitutionally as its president, reaction to Louis Libby's indictment was mixed. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Moments after the grand jury's indictment of Libby was handed up, Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist strode out of the Senate chamber and played down the news.
I'm really not following it at all right now. That, in terms of, I'm just observing as we go through, because I'm focused on trying to get energy prices under control, trying to focus on our border security and enforcement of the laws of the land.
But another Republican, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, who's a lawyer, worried the indictment could prove a distraction for Congress.
I think any time you have someone of high stature, as Mr. Libby is, face indictment charges, it has the potential to divert attention from what we're currently doing.
For many Senate Democrats, Libby's indictment is also a broader indictment of the case the Bush administration made for invading Iraq. Illinois' Dick Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate.
I think this is extremely serious, made even more so because it was this whole effort by the White House was based on discrediting and trying to stop critics of the administration when it came to the war in Iraq.
And Democratic leader Harry Reid said the Libby indictment is also a reflection of wider problems at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
We have corruption in the White House. It's not just Libby. It's not just Rove. The man that's responsible for all the contracts that this government issued was led away from the White House in handcuffs.
That would be former federal procurement chief David Safavian, who was actually arrested last month at his home. The Senate Democrat who first called for an investigation of the CIA leak 2 years ago, New York's Charles Schumer, said President Bush should have taken care of getting to the bottom of the leaks long ago.
I hope as we move forward, he will do everything it takes to remove anyone else who was involved in these leaks, whether they are indicted or not, and then to make certain that it never happens again.
Schumer and other Democrats said they had full faith in Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald bringing those charged to justice. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.